Yeah.
Oh, I know. What's up? I don't know. I got nothing's up.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's been a fucking shit week.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But at least your parents are home.
That's true.
And you don't have to
actually.
Go... Uh oh.
Just my mom.
Oh, just your mom. Yeah. For now, until she gets a bug up her ass.
Until
like, I'm gonna go fly.
Until they go to Washington at the end of the month. State, not DC.
Which is different.
It is very different. Drastically different.
But yeah. No, I don't... I've only been to D.C. once. I don't really care to go back.
I've been to D.C. once as well. Also do not care to go back. I got to see, like, the cool bits.
Yeah.
Washington Monument, Lincoln Monument,
mm-hmm.
The White House.
I saw those, too. I don't know if I saw... We might have walked by that. I don't know where we walked. We did a lot of the malls.
From?
Monuments.
I'm pretty sure from Washington, you can see the White House. From
I don't,
Washington
yeah.
Monument.
Probably. I best describe it as a fairground that just left town.
Yeah. Actually, it was like between Christmas and New Year's
mm-hmm.
when I was there. There was people playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Nice.
Like under the Washington Monument, basically. I was like, damn, that's kind of cool.
That would be cool. But once again... Not really a thing.
Yeah.
Did you watch the latest episode?
No. God, no.
No?
No? Yeah, that's how bad it's been.
Oh,
I haven't watched shit.
Okay, all right. We haven't watched Peacemaker, but that came out today, right?
Yeah. Ain't
or
seen
last
it.
Night.
Ain't seen it.
That's a pretty bad week for you if you haven't even caught up on TV.
Mm-mm.
That's an all bueno.
Yeah. I'm normally the first one to watch everything. It's been that bad.
I would say, so, Unclaimed Baggage, the store.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get Switch games for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Relatively. They used to be $20 no matter what.
Yeah,
they would just slap $20.
40.
And now they've started to actually price them and all this. Mm. So I bought about... Oh, and then they also limited you to 5. So apparently somebody was going in there
and
just cleaning house.
Everything. That
they were probably cleaning them out and then going in back and reselling them for the $60 price tag when they were 20. Anyway, I bought 3 of the Kirbys because I got Forgotten Lands, Deluxe, and something else. And then I got the Princess Peach game. Which I Peach's Showtime, I think is the name of it. I was like, I want to get like support and you know,
yeah.
I mean, you don't. There is no really supporting Nintendo, but I'm saying like the female-driven titles. That game is not good. It is not a $60 price tag. Good. I would mark it as. It's so simplistic and easy. There are some tough bits, and I'm like, what the hell? Where did that go? Because you like collect stars along the way, and then I didn't get a couple of them. I'm like, where the fuck were they?
You were saving Sparkle Theater.
Yeah.
Mm.
So each one is very linear. Mm. You can pick and choose which room you go into. Kind of trying to remember what other kind of game was like that to where. You just walk through a door, and that was the level. And that's kind of what it is. There is a storyline, I guess, because evil person took over the theater, and now you're going into each play, saving the residents of the Sparkle Theater, I guess they're called.
Oh, you change into different people?
Yeah. It's a two-button game.
Mm.
It's a two-button game. It's A for jump and B to use
your action.
So, yeah, it's a two-button game, and it is not... you will go to voicemail. Don't know why you're calling me now. I got an appointment in October. Hopefully you're... I don't know. Anyway, weird.
We're going to be here in 30 minutes. Bing, bong.
But yeah, a two-button game. It's linear, and or at least the stages are linear.
Mm.
It's just I paid I think $40 for it.
It's not worth it.
But I would say it would probably be a $20 game.
Oof.
Like, it's just, it's just not. But I'm playing it. It's okay. Not anything like Wonder or the Zelda one, where you were Zelda.
Yeah.
Like, that one was, those were good. Those were very expansive. This one, they did not do her justice.
Justice.
Nope. And I got the Kirby ones because I played the first Kirby from Nintendo. I never beat it. I still have it somewhere. I wish they would remaster that one so I could actually play it again. Man, I think it's just called Kirby, isn't it? Kirby NES.
Kirby Wonderful Playtime. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Kirby Adventure. Kirby's Adventure.
I was close with my Wonderful Playtime. I was not.
I need to play that one again and actually beat it. It's a difficult game for me back then. It was. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I've been up to. And work.
Yeah.
Yeah? That crappy? We won't go into it.
I'm going to get fired. It's going to be great.
Oh, it was that bad, huh?
Oh, no. It's completely unintentional, but it's going to happen. And it's not even going to be my fault.
Fair.
Yeah, but... Or their fault. It's just the situations is... I see it coming. It's like when you watch an accident coming and you know it's going to happen and everybody knows it's going to happen. You just can't stop it. That's what's coming. And it's a matter of time when that happens.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or it may not happen. But
I don't know. To me, I think it would...
It's like a 50-50 at this point.
A 50-50?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then... But there was a funny thing that happened at work.
Okay.
They walked out one of the higher up in our supply chain, like supply chain manager type thing. So he was like number two, or there's like the director, and then like his like second echelon basically.
Yeah.
He was doing like a meeting with all the big wigs on Teams, and was sharing a screen. And then a notification came up from an email that said, "Congratulations on your new position with Leidos."
Oh.
So, yeah, they walked him out that day.
I mean, yeah, okay, but I guess he didn't know he got the job yet before he was going to put in his 2-week notice?
Yeah. So, yeah, they...
But he had it go to his work computer, or...
Yeah.
Wow.
He uses work email to apply for a new job.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. He is dumb.
I mean, even Lido should have been like, he's using his work email to do this. I don't think we want to hire him.
Yeah. I do my best to keep everything separate, but sometimes I have to send photos of parts from my phone to
well, that's
my email.
Different, but using...
And sometimes I'll use my work email and send it to myself
via
work email. Because I have work email on my phone.
Yeah. I can see that.
For now.
But to do the other way around...
Yeah.
I just... Unless they're like, oh, this guy's dumb. He'll be easy to control.
I don't know why you would apply for another job using your work email.
No.
Of the current job.
Yeah, that's not very smart.
At least I'm not that dumb.
There is that. I mean, I don't even do it on a work computer.
I mean, I did do both of my fantasy football drafts on my work computer. One was at home, and the other one was at work, but I was not working. I was well outside my normal work hours.
Mm. Yeah, that's different, though. Yeah. I mean, as long as you're not...
And I was not the
on
only
the
one.
Clock.
Yeah, no. None of us were on the clock. It was a work group.
Social.
We actually used a conference room on our floor.
Nice.
And I actually had to change because there were still people still doing work. And I was like, oh, y'all are going to be in there? Like, yeah, we're going to be in there for a while. Okay. And then we took another conference room. And
that's funny.
Yeah. Both my fantasy football teams suck. So
this year's?
Yeah. Nobody will care, but it's a funny story. first real play before the first play of the NFL season,
okay,
someone was ejected for a personal or technical foul, basically. It was a flagrant foul. He spit.
Oh, I saw a video of that just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
But two of them spit, though.
Yeah, but so here's the thing. The first one who did it was standing in the huddle with his guys in front of him. Mm-hmm. So even if he, like, spat at his feet, he was just kind of looking in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and then the guy said something, which then made Dak Prescott jaw back and then smile. And then I guess the jaw kept going because then he pushed through his two teammates around him in the huddle, and then that's when it escalated.
So weird.
They're all giant children. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's all that sport is anyway.
Oh yeah, basketball is the same thing. They're all giant children.
Jeez. Yeah, I saw that video just a couple minutes before you got here, and I didn't know what it was. Except for that, I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, my algorithm sometimes is a baseball bullshit now.
Yeah, I got home from taking my nephew to jiu-jitsu, and I was like, oh, I got a player playing tonight. Well, actually, two on two different teams that I'm in. And I'm like, all right, I'll go see what happens. I turn on the TV, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Because it's like personal foul, blah, blah, blah. He is removed from the game and ineligible to play. I'm like, what the fuck? That's like the ref telling everybody that is, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, they just kicked the ball off. and then they do what sports folks do. They go back and do replay. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay.
They just started and now they're doing that. Okay, cool. Now I don't know what my phone is, or not my phone is. My watch is going off, and I don't know why it restarted that bullshit.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know why it's making bleepy bloops anymore.
Bleep, bloop.
Because I used to have it on vibrate only, and now I guess it died and I reset. Or I didn't reset it, but it died. I put it on charge, and now it's just like, eh, we're going to start making sounds again. And it's on. Maybe that's it. Okay, we'll see if it happens again.
Is this an Amazon show? The Savant?
I don't know. What is the Savant?
The Savant. It's on Apple. Never mind. The Savant is a show about, it's got Jessica Chastain in it, and it is a show about a special agent who infiltrates extremist groups in the United States.
Okay.
And, like, kind of fuels the fire to try and get them to do something so they can get arrested type stuff.
Okay. Did you, talking about TV shows, have you watched any of the Wednesday Addams show?
No.
Okay. I
currently don't have Netflix.
I don't have the Netflix. I think the rest of them dropped a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Season 2.
Yeah. I think all of season 2 is now out.
Damn.
Is it season 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then, as I said, we just finished up catching up on the... It's not a throwaway episode, but it doesn't... They really don't have a plot for season 3, is it?
Of
the Strange New Worlds. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No.
They don't have a plot. No. Except for kind of the Gorn, but they don't really. They touched the Gorn at the beginning when they locked him away.
Put him to sleep.
Put him back to sleep.
In hibernation. And then...
And that's it.
Yeah, no.
There's not really like a... It's just a sitcom
overarching thing. And that's kind of what they're trying to do, I think, is to do more episodic Star Trek that doesn't have like a huge overarching...
Yeah. But to me, it defeats the purpose unless you're going to have like 24 episodes in a season, yeah. Not 10.
Yeah.
10 is kind of like you're supposed to try to tell a story. Yeah. Back in the day with Next Generations, it was 24 episodes, and they were like, what are we going to do? I don't know, throw in some bullshit.
They'd have, like, two episode parts and stuff
of
like that.
Battling Q or some other, like, this alien thing is doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's now it's just like individual episodes, character driven, but not really. I mean, I guess this season they had what, 3 episodes with the Spock and what's her name?
Yeah,
ish. Leon. 2.5.
Leon Noonan and Singh, soon.
Sure. So, but it's been interesting to watch it, but it's just kind of like, okay, that was an episode.
Yeah, I think they're trying to steer clear of that stuff for now. Even though, I mean, Next Gen's one of the best, but right up underneath it is DS9, and it was not there were episodes, sure, filler episodes, but definitely after the Dominion stuff, it was straight up overarching plot going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Deep Space Nine was them trying to get back home, right?
Mm-mm, that was Voyager. That was Voyager. Yeah.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine was just a
space station. Yeah. That eventually, in like the third or fourth season, got a ship. The Defiant.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was still all space station-y.
Yeah.
So, but Nave was, like, the whole last half of the last season was just part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, part 5, part 6, part 7. It was like a 10-part freaking episode.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's, and it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
There was no filler. It was just story. Because they were trying to finish it, basically,
mm-hmm.
and get it to its end. It's like, oh man, we got so many things going on. It's like we got war. They're not in the space stage. Dax died. Dax back. Sisko's the emissary. We gotta invade Cardassia. It was the whole thing, man.
Jeez. Trying to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy, because they knew at the end of the season 6 that last season, season 7, would be their last one,
because mm-hmm.
one of the Klingon generals was like, in a year's time, when we're standing in the halls of Cardassia, the first one there, we're toast to our success in a year's time.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying, next year.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna be there. Galron. Nope, not Galron. Martok. General Martok.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be fun. And what, there's actually one more episode, so I don't even know what they're gonna end on.
Right. There's...
What...
I mean, the season, they had that whole Gorn thing, but that last episode of last season was just kind of like, oh yeah, boom, here we are.
No, it was the Himuji part 1 and part 2.
Right, that was the last episode.
Yeah.
And then part 1 was the first episode.
Yeah.
So it was like episodic, boom. We gotta go save her and Gorn stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what next week's episode might even be about. How they're going to end a season to go into next season, if they're planning to go into a next season?
They are. There's 5. They got 4 and 5. They got 2 more seasons left.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, it'll be cool.
But at some point, it's to a point of like, oh my God, how many problems do these people have to deal with? It's like, there's other ships.
We also don't know the time frame. Like, we don't know how much time has passed. It's not day by day by day. It could be like a month or a week or...
Yeah.
I guess not a year, but... We don't know how much time has passed in between each episode in this kind of format.
Yeah, and that's...
Like, if it was an overall plot, you would know the time frame.
I read somewhere... that Star Trek Discovery originally was going to be each season would be with a different crew on a different ship and potentially even in a different era.
Really?
Yeah.
When are they pulling this one back up?
That was the original plot from Discovery, and then they had some creative differences with that guy, and he left.
And then they went the Michael.
Yeah, the whatever the new way.
Yeah,
the way that doesn't make any sense until you put the ship in the future.
Yeah. Yep. Fling them into the future because it doesn't fit here.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it would have made absolute sense in the future. That ship would have made absolute sense in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not here.
Interesting. That would have been interesting to see.
Yeah.
I have noticed that some of them are doing the whole whisper voice in Strange New Worlds. And I'm like, please stop. Please stop the whisper voice.
I don't know what that means.
From Discovery, Michael, whatever the last name of Michael is.
Burnham,
yeah. Where she's talking like this.
Oh, are you kidding me?
So some of them were doing it in this last episode, and I'm like, please stop. Let's not make this a thing.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah. I mean, you'll hear it when you see it.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's been a minute since, like I said, I haven't finished Discovery. It's been a minute, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, Discovery was.
I don't think I'm going to finish Invasion either from Apple TV. It's not good.
Oh, really?
No. It was. ChatGPT told me I might like it, and I was like, I don't like it. They tell me I'd like Foundation. I did like Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I liked it so much, I grabbed the books, and I still haven't read them, but I have them.
Yeah, right? It's like the same thing with The Expanse. I like The Expanse so much, I was like, oh, I might want to listen to one of the audiobooks.
Yeah.
It's like, and Black Sails. I like Black Sails so much, it made me want to listen to freaking Treasure Island again.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just like, so good.
Yeah, I want to go back through and watch Black Sails again.
It's so good.
It really is. I enjoy it.
It's later on in the season. It's like one of the best entrance sequences of any show, because you got the music going, and it's just like Long John Silver's group's coming in, and then the Redcoats are coming in, and then you got Billy's group coming in. It's like, and every time someone else comes in, like, it just changes. And they tried to, it's multiple shots, but they kind of try to make it look one shot. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I watched it, and I was like, all right, rewind. And I watched it again. And I was like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Gosh. I know I got to mow the lawn. That's why she came
in. It's going to rain tomorrow.
Oh, shit, I'll do it after we get done. I was going to, we took the week off, and then I was like, I got
to. Mine's actually pretty good right now. My back's probably not, but the front yard's good.
Really?
My back doesn't grow the same as it used to.
Well, you've still got tree coverage. It's not going to allow it to do it. Yeah, for now. So, I mean, that's why under that tree over there, the big one, there's no grass, really.
Yeah, and like I said, it's spotty.
Yeah. But then I got all these weeds. Rained. Not really. It rained, Wednesday a little bit in the morning?
Yeah.
Or Tuesday in the morning or something like that?
Yeah.
And then it stopped around noon.
Wasn't anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fall, late, early fall-ish weather.
Yeah. It's 88 degrees right now.
That's crazy. Tomorrow will be back in the 70s.
Possibly. Let's see.
After the rain.
It says 75 is the high.
That's why it's going to rain.
And then 78... then back up to mid to high 80s.
Damn. I wanted to play this weekend, but I think because of the rain, I don't want to play in the wetness.
Play in the wetness. Yeah, it depends on depends on which field.
Wouldn't be south side. I was thinking the May Sunshine one that's up there. That we've done once.
What?
The one we did, like, the brand new one that we did that one time. It's super flat. It's got the island rocket in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the Madison. Out of Madison.
Yeah, in the archway.
There's one. I think I passed it when I was leaving Southside. Where was it?
That Publix?
No. Not that one. Not that shitty one.
Hey, my nephews love that one.
I mean, hell, it's probably better than some of the others we went to. Where was it that people were playing at? I can vaguely remember seeing them play, and I'm like, there's a course over there?
It's by Southside?
I thought. Or was it somewhere else that I was just driving through? I don't remember. I'll have to see. Or I'll have to go onto one of those. What is it? Are you looking on UDisc right now?
I'm trying to, but I don't think there's anything.
It may not have been Southside. It might have been somewhere else that I was just like, I didn't think there was.
I mean, there's
courses. I mean, there's courses everywhere.
Yeah, there's like a 6-hole course on by Logan Park, but you can't see that from anywhere. It's like back in a neighborhood, really? Tucked away.
Oh, maybe it was. Oh, it was. It was over by Rainbow Mountain. On the opposite side, on, is that Hughes Road? It looks like it's a little park area, and let me see maps. Let's go. Rainbow Mountain Trail Parkway Stone, whatever the hell you want to call it. Okay, there's that. Now let's go down the hill. And look, yeah, it is Hughes Road. Where? There's something over there. Oh, wait. Okay. And I saw people walking. Come on. Pin down. Put a pin down, you motherfucker. Street view.
Chapman Pines? No.
Calhoun? The farmhouse. Look up the farmhouse. Because I saw people walking across that meadow. And hell, there's people there now.
Hmm.
The farmhouse. The farmhouse. At Two Trees? Who the hell are you? No. Let's just do the farmhouse. I'm literally looking at it right now. Oh, my God. Why are you making this difficult? Why are you making this so difficult? Hughes Road. Wait, did it pop it? Nope. Nope. Don't like that. I want satellite view, please. Thank you. Is there anything over there? Because I could have swore I saw people walking with disc golf bags.
Huh.
Zoom in. Zoom in and enhance.
Oh my god.
What?
Maybe Dublin Park? I don't know.
Well, it's definitely not Dublin Park, but there probably is one over there somewhere. Or these people were just playing around in their own yard and just throwing discs.
That could be.
Could be. Because it's not, it's Millsford Road, Millsford Drive. They actually had their own damn thing named. Millsford Drive, Madison. Are you going to show me a? No. Oh, that's stupid.
What's that?
There's a Millsford Drive right next to their Millsford Drive. Because this is literally just their driveway to this place. And it says the farmhouse on that. Why would you not put down a fucking pin?
It looks like there might be one.
Maybe it's just. It says the farmhouse at Asbury Fields.
Asbury Disc Golf Course is what I'm looking at.
So there is one over there?
Yeah.
Disc golf course, Madison. Where you at? Yeah, okay, so it starts. Holy shit. It's weird that they've got it. Go back to satellite view. Yeah, it's weird that it kind of goes through.
It's only 9 holes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very small space. And it doesn't even look very big either. It's because it goes through a field, maybe into some trees, and then it goes over to the quote-unquote farmhouse. So you're literally going through somebody's yard or whatever it is, I guess.
It's definitely somebody's yard.
Yeah. Looks like there's two tee pads there, right? Also, right there by the green shed. I don't know what you're looking on.
Yeah.
Or the green.
Well, there's five and then seven.
Hmm. Oh, and there's another one right there by the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tee pad.
That is somebody's house.
That just said, oh, yeah, let them put in some disc golf courses. Oh, yeah, in the backyard there's a tee pad. Like way back in the upper
for number left three. Hand
corner.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if I had enough property,
I'd do it.
I would do it too. But I wouldn't.
It'd be for me.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it.
It'd be for me and my friends.
Yeah, it would not be.
And nieces.
For the public.
Yeah.
And I'd want some hills or something. Yeah.
You'd want what?
A hill or something.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what that was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it sounds like it's playable if you saw people, but I wouldn't do it.
I don't know. I mean, it shows up on a map.
Mm-hmm. 19 reviews. Hold on.
It does have 19 reviews.
Has any of those reviews got words? Because it doesn't look like it.
Oh, really? Let's see. Reviews.
This is riveting.
There's one there, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Course pretty easy. It's probably one of my favorites so far. It's nicely kept, and there's a good amount of shade. It's also really pretty. There are 9 holes, but you can play through twice and hit a few different baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish the individual signs showed a map of where the baskets are. It's probably because they're not. I don't know. Simple, easy track. Perfect for player with limited ability, but incredible good looks. Like myself.
Nice beginner course.
Well laid out. Yeah, that was a 3-star, though. Nice little beginner course. 9 holes, a couple alternate tees, although this course has a few challenges, too. Sure.
Okay. So, I mean, it does look like it's... That was 2-3 years ago, though. Anything this year?
Oh, yeah, all these are 2 years ago. 2 years, 2 years.
11 months, 8 months, 8 months.
Oh, you're seeing 8 months? I didn't see 8 months. Oh, there they are.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
9-hole course, huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, the one we played at Ken Johnson was 9.
Ken Johnson. I don't remember Ken Johnson. Ken... I do remember it. I just don't remember it. It's
about the Publix.
Oh. Did we play that one?
Hmm?
Okay.
We played the first 9. Just to see it.
Okay, fair. Yeah,
I played like 4 holes with my nieces and nephews.
Gotcha.
A year ago.
I guess I just blocked that one out because it was just whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything to write home about.
No.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, if you want to go, what day do you want to go?
It'll probably be next week.
Oh, next
weekend.
Week. Okay. Maybe, I know, hold on. Next Friday, I probably won't be available because we're going to a wedding.
Okay.
So I don't know what time that is.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I don't know if we'll have time to do it.
Understood.
Because, you know, if we got to be there at 2 or something like that, getting ready or something. Ceremony's probably at 5, but I don't know where we're going either.
Cool.
Probably somewhere local, though. But, yeah. All right, man. You got anything else?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. See you next time.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Sorry, I'm super lame.